A deal between the City of Delta and the Ladner Minor Baseball Association, LMBA, that would see a new indoor training facility built at Crommie Park, has moved another step closer to reality. Council at a special meeting on Monday afternoon voted in favor of endorsing key terms of a draft construction and lease agreement with the baseball organization. City staff will continue to negotiate with the LMBA on final form of the agreement. The LMBA would pay the $1.4 million construction cost. Count. Dan Copeland was the lone councillor to vote in opposition. While she voted in favor, and wished the LMBA the best of luck, Count. Lois Jackson conveyed concerns about the funding, wanting more information and assurances the association can secure all the money. Jackson said she wanted comfort that the public purse is protected as much as we can, and is concerned the association's enthusiasm hasn't overtaken their finances. Staff noted part of the funding would be secured through a bank loan, but Mayor George Harvey stressed the association won't be able to use any city assets as security. A report to council notes one of the risks for Delta associated with the agreement would be the LMBA's inability to complete the facility once construction has commenced, adding the city may need to fund completion or removal of the facility. This risk will be partially offset by requiring a third-party construction cost estimate for the facility and ensuring adequate funds are available for its completion prior to allowing construction to commence. In addition, the draft agreement contemplates bonding equal to 50% of the project value, the report notes. The report adds, this is reduced from Delta's standard security requirements, in light of the projected community benefits of the proposed facility. Discussions regarding the kind and amount of security that LMBA is able and willing to provide to retain economic feasibility of the project are ongoing. Additionally, we note that since Delta will not control the facility construction, but will assume responsibility for exterior maintenance and repairs following completion, it is important that Delta appoint a professional to represent Delta during construction and through the building permitting process, as contemplated by the agreement. The report also notes the facility will come with a one-year warranty period, which will assist in reducing the risk for potential post-construction financial obligations once Delta owns the building. Saying it is an incredible opportunity for the community, Count. Bruce McDonald said those involved in the project have also been involved in other successful big projects in Delta. McDonald also noted it is a fairly simple building that would be built on a flat piece of land. Count. Dylan Kruger said the city's financial commitment will be very minor compared to its benefits. The new facility would be situated at the southern edge of the park, between the existing baseball diamond and the current all-weather field, which is intended to be converted into a third diamond in 2023. The project scope includes a 10,175-square-foot facility with a 9,000-square-foot turf surface, 6 retractable batting cages, 2 interior private washrooms, a meeting room and storage area, as well as landscaping of adjacent areas. The facility would have multiple turf-based sport uses in addition to baseball, such as soccer and softball. In addition to the construction cost, the association would also be responsible for interior maintenance. Delta's costs would include $150,000 in servicing and utilities and almost $11,000 for the waiver of municipal permit fees, including development application and building permit fees. Delta would also see an estimated $30,000 in foregone rent annually, as the facility would have a nominal lease, while the city would spend up to $10,000 annually for the maintenance of the exterior of the facility. Under the 20-year deal, the facility would be owned by Delta. The lease would be comprised of one 10-year term and the renewal option of one additional 10-year term. The LMBA will be solely responsible to administer use allocations, while Delta-based sport groups will be provided access at rates established by the association. Agreeing that a mural on one of the walls is a good idea, council on Monday was also told the project hasn't reached the detailed design phase yet.